See, is there a problem in Christ? And then the answer follows swiftly, of course not. Then what is this problem? This problem is the statement that I am not the invisible child of God. Therefore, what am I to do? Attack the problem or establish identity? And so your method is completely different than the world method. Always, you do not attack the problem, you reestablish identity as the child of God. And as that child, as the living Spirit of God, you rest. Because all that is existent exists only in spiritual omnipresence and is self-enforcing, and every problem could only be illusion, because God being all and God being perfect, all that remained was for you to know that I and the Father are one Spirit. It is not unseemly to think of yourself on a level with God. That confusion, that fear, that sense of immodesty must go. Unless you think of yourself on a level with God, you are establishing two where only one is. Only God is ising. There is no second self. And the you that refuses to be on a level with God is a you that is non-existent. Now you have all of the world mind to combat in this. All of the world mind that believes there is God and. And you have the teaching of Joel which tells you there is no God and. And you have the teaching of Jesus which says I and the Father are not two but one. Oh, you can go through your mind and find hundreds of times when you had God and me. God and a problem. God and a human heart. God and a human body. But there isn't any such thing. There's only God. And a human body is excess baggage. And the human heart is excess baggage. And the human life is excess baggage. And because of the excess baggage, we have the problems in that baggage. God is. And that's where you stop. And because God is omnipresence itself, I, being all that the Father is, I am omnipresence itself. When you catch that you are not that Joel who was separated from baggage or that baggage, but you are omnipresence, then the images in Joel of Joel and baggage are brought together, fulfilling their functions. When you catch that you are omnipresence instead of corporeal form, then all of the physical images necessary for the fulfillment of that which is your corporeal form will flow forth in perfect continuity. Now, the re-identification from man of earth, from creature, from physical self, from physical being to spirit, which is omnipresence itself, is the way we must learn to spend our day. The moment I am omnipresence realized, I am immune from every germ that this world can ever find within itself. The moment you are omnipresence realized, and you can be as you work with it, you find that all physical disabilities are impossible. A physical disability can only happen in a physical being. And if you have a physical disability, you are accepting yourself then to be a physical being. If you are a physical being, naturally you can have physical disabilities. Naturally you can have physical problems. But you have made yourself an orphan by calling yourself a physical being. You are not absent from the body, and therefore you are not present with the Lord. The acceptance of myself as spirit is absence from the body and present with the Lord. And only then does the infinity of spirit move the ends of the earth to demonstrate the perfection of spirit, the grace of spirit, the sufficiency of spirit in all things. Now, you are not finite. You cannot be mortal. You cannot be physical. You cannot be limited. Nor can you exist in time or in space. God does not exist in time or in space. God is not limited. God is not finite. God is not corporeal. God is not suffering. God has no problems. And I and the Father are one. You must consciously be that one in everything you think, say, and do. We must make the effort to change our attitudes, our actions, until we can say, my Father works hitherto. Spirit is here working. And whatever you see this form out here do is being done only because spirit within is becoming the activity without. God realized within becomes God activity without. The inner and the outer are one in spirit. Now, it would be so easy to continue with great thoughts and great ideas and to repeat principles. But there's a job now for you to do. I know you've been doing it. What we're doing today is taking advantage of a great truth revealed in the unmasking of the material universe, Joel completely dissolved. Every possible idea that we may have had that there is a universe of matter. There cannot be two if God is one. And the title of this very chapter saying, this is a spiritual universe forever and ever, repudiates even the slightest notion you may have as a remnant of thought that there is any material substance in this universe. There is none. And because there is no material substance, there can be no material law. You cannot have a law of matter if you have no matter. You cannot have a law of disease. You cannot have a law of supply. You cannot have a law about any material thing because there is no material thing. Thank heaven he lost his baggage. And when he did, he found for us another dimension of identity. That I am not Joel, I am not baggage, I am omnipresent spirit, the full embodiment of God. And this isn't something to be attained. It isn't something you're going to become. It is something you must insist on now, accept now. And if you have to accept it 5 years from now, that will be the now in which you must accept it. Now are we the sons of God means now are we the infinite spirit itself. Now look at your high blood pressure or your low blood pressure. Look at everything about you that has been troublesome and realize it does not exist in a spiritual universe. All of the subtle emotional problems, subtle fears and disquietings, they're all part of the hypnotism that do not exist in a spiritual universe. And there are things that are so tangible that you wonder, how can they possibly be non-existent? I have that great big cavity in my right molar. Or yesterday my heart fluttered a little bit. Or some doctor wants to cut 2 inches out of my intestines. Somebody else talked about amputation. The words, the labels, they are in different intensities of untruth. This is a spiritual universe. Do you see that when you rest in that, you are bringing the infinite law of spirit to dissolve the bleeding gum, the need for the amputation, the need for the surgery, the need for any of the physical adjustments that have seemed necessary. And now we're out, not looking for new worlds to conquer, because we have infinity already established as our being. When you touch your Christhood here now, you are in infinity. You have all the clients you can ever handle. You have all the profits you can ever spend. Where are they? In your Christhood. You have all the perfection of body that all of the surgeons in the world can ever achieve. In your Christ body. And that Christ body is always yours. Let's get out of these mortal bodies, living in time. Let's get out of them before they become unable to carry on as they are today. We don't have to fly through space to get out of them. We have merely to accept that I never had a physical body as my real body. I never had a physical heart. I never had a heart that could be well or bad. I always was pure spiritual being. And let pure spiritual being live itself without a second mind there, a human finite mind, to fuss and fret and fume and worry. Catch the fear and recognize it as a denial of Christhood. Catch every declaration of lack or claim and know it to be a denial of Christhood. And recognize that whatever effort is necessary to overcome that denial, that is how you attain the full flowing glory, wholeness, and fullness of your own being realized as a living experience. There are two things you could do that would help you. One is to take a specific problem and write a little essay to yourself about it. Don't be afraid of it. Put it down on paper where you can look at it. Now, this is what the problem appears to be. And it's very real. It'd be real to the medical world, the psychological world, the philosophical world, the religious world. It'll be real to mankind, just as it is to the human consciousness of you. But what is that saying? Now on paper, you are composing your rebuttal. If this problem is real, then God isn't ising right here. God isn't all right here. Spirit isn't the only one right here. And there's no such thing as omnipresent spirit. Let's take another look at this human mind and see how evasive it can be. Instinctively, we all want to improve and get better. Now, in your spiritual realization, you know that you cannot get better. And so every time the mind says, well, tomorrow will be better, even then must come this realization that God will not be better tomorrow. That's just another trick of the mind to put off the confrontation with truth, which says, Spirit is my name now, not tomorrow, now. Now then you'll say to yourself, well, I suppose it's a spiritual universe, but how do I fit into it? That's another trick of the mind, because there is no spirit and you. There is no spirit and Ruth. There is no spirit and Will. There is no spirit and Edgar. There isn't spirit and. Spirit is you. And you see, if the mind intervenes and causes that separation in which you think there is spirit and me, then you're out of the one. And the law of the one cannot function in two, or one who is separated from the one. Now, your mind may even say, I understand that, and that's not enough. Because this is so fundamental to walking with God, you must take this into the quiet. Spirit is the reality of my being, and that's all I can be. And that out there which has the name Edgar, Ruth, Will, that out there is the appearance of an image in time and space, which is an interpretation about the spirit that I am. That out there with a name, it will lose its baggage. But I, Spirit, will not. And as long as I, Spirit, am the consciousness here, I, Spirit, can send out as much baggage as ever needed and wherever it is needed. I, Spirit, am the governor of this universe. I, Spirit, have dominion over my spiritual universe. I, Spirit, can see all and know all and am all. Differentiate between the three-dimensional image that walks the earth in a body, which bears your name, and the reality of you, which is the spirit behind it. And know that that spirit which you are is the divine image and likeness of God, is under spiritual law, is eternally perfect, is never born and never dies, is before Abraham. And emphasize that is every time the human mind wants to distort and say, tomorrow this and I will do that. Get rid of future tense. Is, the Lord is my shepherd. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Is. Every opportunity that the mind gets to wriggle out, it will take. But there should be a higher self there saying, no, no, is now. Now I am perfect. I won't have to become perfect. Now I am perfect as my Father. Now I am the invisible Spirit of God. And because I am the invisible Spirit of God now, there are no problems. For nothing is impossible to God. Nothing is impossible to Spirit. And that is my name. Now, do I have a problem to solve if my name is Spirit? When the very nature of Spirit is omnipotence eternally. What could have ever happened to cause a problem in the omnipotent Spirit? And therefore, do not leave your Eden. Do not go out of this house of truth. Stand in Eden and watch the problem of the three-dimensional image that bears your human name will benefit by your unwavering acceptance of spiritual identity. Now, the great secret in this chapter is in these words. Joel realized that the baggage was a shadow in his thought. Just think of the power of divine thought when a shadow of human thought can stand in the way, and divine thought coming through the shadow of human thought appears as baggage. Think what that baggage must be in Spirit to appear outwardly as a shadow. Think of the physical universe around you, and every bit of it is a shadow in thought. Every physical object, even you from head to toe, are a shadow in thought. And we need not be concerned about the shadows. We learn to overcome the belief in the reality of shadows. Now listen to this paragraph, because it may be the germ of your new dimension. The spiritual creation is an incorporeal creation. And the proof of it is that there was light before there was a sun in the sky. And if we live and move and have our being in the spiritual creation, as set forth in the first chapter of Genesis, we can have everything we need without having baggage. Now, to live in the first chapter of Genesis in the spiritual creation means to be Spirit. Consciously. To get back behind the three-dimensional image of form in the knowledge that I am Spirit, and there is one infinite universal Spirit. I'm not separated from it. Only the images in form are separated. The invisible Spirit is one, and that is the meaning of omnipresence. I am that omnipresence in my spiritual identity. And therefore, all of the images are in that omnipresence and controlled by it. And then you have dominion over the images. You have added the dimension that was missing. Spiritual identity. The sense world, that which we see, hear, taste, touch, and smell, is the unreal creation described in the second chapter of Genesis. This is a mental image in mind. Now here it is. If we remember that we shall not try to manipulate the human scene or handle the mental image, which exists only as a shadow within your thought. Just think of it. That great issue of blood is a shadow in thought. That pain in the back is a shadow in thought. All of the physicality of our being is a shadow in thought. And we've been trying to repair the shadow in thought. The mental image. without the realization that the spiritual universe is all there is. And in that change of consciousness, you come ultimately to your peace. In that eventual perfect realization that the physical world in its totality is a shadow of thought, you can step back and merely know the truth, that spirit is all, and that spiritual truth that you know makes you free. You must remember that sentence. It's on page 102 in the second paragraph. It's really the third, because the first paragraph is a continuation from the previous page. Exists only as a mental shadow within your thought. Then you will be quick witnesses to the quick dissolution of the mental images. There is no such thing as a material body. There is only a material concept of body. Now, this is the hard truth, then. As long as you maintain the material concept of body, you will have the material conditions that go with your concept. We are all masters when we walk in our spiritual awareness, in our spiritual body, in our acceptance of the one spiritual mind, with the courage, the tenacity, the willingness to deny all that the human mind holds dear, in the realization that this too shall pass. Only the eternal is here now. That which is not eternal is not here. It only seems to be. Only reality is here now. That which changes is unreal. And we are moving out of the unreal, the changing, the temporary, into the real, present, eternal now. One of the finest exercises you can have is to sit back in the quiet and to know that wherever God is, I am, and wherever I am, God is. And that God never enters time. Therefore, I, if I am in time, am separated from God. I must be in the eternal, not in passing time. And all you need do is sit back and realize that. And subtly, a beautiful thing happens. Without even a major revelation or realization in you, the mind seems to give way to the truth. And ever so stealthily comes something that tells you you have been released into a higher self. I, spirit, am not in time. I, spirit, do not occupy space. And that's all I need to do, is rest in that. You'll be quickened. Not I will be, but I am. And as I face every situation with the knowledge that I am spirit, you will find that instead of being crucified, you will be crucifying unreality. I am spirit. Now, I am the Spirit of God all day today. I am the Spirit of God wherever I go. And wherever I go, the Spirit of God is, for there is no other. You are accepting the Spirit of God as you, as your neighbor. You are not communing with flesh and blood. I am is all that is present wherever you are. And every time someone wants to take something into the future, I am must be your knowing. I am now the Son of God. The isness and the amness of your spiritual self you must defend by the constant knowing that they are your being. God is never future tense. God is never going to become God. God is never going to improve any condition on this earth. Nothing can ever get better. Don't let yourself be fooled into thinking that things can get better. In spirit, in reality, all is already perfect now. And hold to it. Don't wait for them to get better. Accept their perfection now in the I am of your being. And you will perceive the miracle of the truth made evident by your consciousness of it. You're not going to be better tomorrow. You cannot be better than the spirit that you are this moment. And that is perfect as your Father. Always, as we walk with this knowledge, we are one with God. And that is the majority. And that is the one power functioning where you stand. This is your freedom, this one being now. The world is waiting. Spirit is now. And all of the waiting is the denial of the fact that spirit is now. Perfection in health is now. Fullness of being is now. Wholeness is now. Completeness is now. God is now. Accept your identity as the nowness of spirit. And wherever you go, you will see it is true. It will manifest your acceptance of it. There is no future tense in the perfection of being. Perfection is now forever. And as you witness it in your consciousness, you will witness it in your experience. Now we are getting out of the consciousness that is divided. We're not trying to go down a ski slope on two pairs of skis. We're not living in two worlds. We're living in the universe of spirit. And whatever appears in the physical world will be under the law of the spiritual kingdom that we inhabit in our consciousness. Each of us is a teacher. Each of us is a practitioner. Each of us is the Christ. Each of us is ready to bless the moment we reject the physical self as our being, as our neighbor's being. Now, if in your writing down of a problem and you're working it out on paper, you run into an obstacle, that obstacle must be taken into contemplation until it clarifies itself within you. And if in your handling of problems this way, you come into some cases and solve them, you will discover principles that will be yours forever. If any of you are able, through this method, to overcome false beliefs and want to send me your solution to them, I'd be more than interested to see them. Anytime you show a progress, a form of progress, and want to tell me about it, be sure that I'll be delighted to hear it, because your progress is mine. There is none of us now who isn't far ahead of where we were 2 hours ago. And if you look around you at your fellow man who is still wallowing in the notion that tomorrow will be better for him, recognize that he too, at this moment, is that same spirit you have been accepting as your own. Don't let the world belief though it be 5 million against one, take you out of being the one who is a majority with the spiritual truth. You will do more to conquer disease on this earth than the entire medical profession. Because you will be at the root of that which agrees with the Father, who says, "All of my spirit is thy spirit," and who has said it to every individual on the face of this earth. Accept it. Then you're a divine practitioner. You're hidden Christ. Let's not wait for anything to get better. Let's accept perfection is all that God is now. And let that be the law of your complete life. Every facet of it. And as within, so without. Our final meditation, then, is on the acceptance of identity offspring of God, spiritual being, one with the Father, indivisible forever, never separate no matter what the human mind may think, and therefore never separate from the Father, always under divine law, always perfect, because divine law can never be less, and no matter what may appear, perfection is the reality of your being. Never can I and the Father be two. Even if I want to be or try to be, it is impossible, for I am the Spirit of God. Every physical denial of that oneness is a lie and has no power to change the truth into something else. If the earth rained bombs tomorrow, we would all be one spiritual being, perfect as our Father, in spite of what appears. And in your consciousness, there will come a time when this is your conviction. It can be your awareness now in the acceptance that whatever the Father says is the fact, and nothing can change the divine fact. My spirit is thine. All that I have is thine. Look unto me, all ye ends of the earth, and be saved, for I am the Lord thy God, and beside me there is no other. If you still have a problem, you are in the lie about your own identity. That is what you must wrestle with until the lie is removed in your consciousness. And no matter what the problem, it must respond to the truth that makes you free. Now today you have been given a new patient, and that patient is your human mind. It's going to do everything to tell you that you're wrong. But remember, the mind is the patient, not you. Give it your love and attention and free it from its false sense of self. As we continue then to obey the law of oneness, that oneness will manifest in our lives. We get into the Sermon on the Mount next week, from law to grace. Don't forget, if any of you care to write what you have discovered, or how you have overcome a problem through this method, or want to ask how you can overcome one that you have not been able to overcome. Either way, I'm very interested. We're getting to the place now where we're going to glorify the Father in all our ways. And the closer we work on it, the better. I look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks so much.